background and start with Claire. Claire Brown will speak from physiology. Thanks.
So it's a pleasure to be here. I think this is a wonderful initiative that the Dean's Office is putting on, and I'm interested to meet the other researchers who are here and hear about the work they're doing here at McGill as well. So I have sort of two sides of my position here at McGill. My research is in live cell imaging and biophysics, and we develop biophysical tools in order to measure dynamics and kinetics and things that are going on in living cells. So I'm going to move to the next slide to make sure everything moves. So our expertise is finding ways to keep the cells alive and dividing and happy under the microscope, but then to develop tools so that we can actually measure protein movements, protein interactions, changes in those interactions, say, with pharmacological agents and drug treatments. And my specific research right now, we're working on breast cancer because cell migration is really important for invasion and metastasis of cancer. So if we can figure out some of the key ways that the key things that are different in breast cancer cells that are migrating and invading, maybe we can turn off some of those pathways and come up with new therapeutics for breast cancer. Cell migration is also really important for development, for neurological development, for development of organs. The cells need to get where they need to go and do what they need to do at the right time, or you have developmental disorders. And it's also very important for the immune system, for wound healing, that cells get to the wound and grow and heal things. So it's a really exciting field, and doing the microscopy and actually watching things happen is a lot of fun. The other half of my job is I run a microscopy core facility in the Bellini building, just up near the McIntyre building in the upper campus there. We have 13 state-of-the-art microscopes that have been purchased through the various funding agencies. We have over 60 labs using our facility and over 200 users. We run a summer course, a two-week intensive Montreal Light Microscopy course, and we basically do hundreds of one-on-one trainings a year. So all of our trainings are, you sit down at the microscope with one of our staff and your samples, and we go one-on-one to train you how to use the equipment and get the answers you need for your scientific questions. And the last thing I just wanted to mention quickly, this is a project that was just funded before Christmas, and we're developing a mercury-free microscopy program. So most of the microscopes that you'll find on campus have mercury-based light sources, and these light sources only last for about 300 hours. The bulbs cost $300, so it's $1 an hour. And then you remember I have 13 microscopes, so that adds up. They generate a lot of heat, and then each bulb has about 100 milligrams of mercury. So they've finally come out with great solid-state light sources now, with LED-based, very similar to a lot of the consumer products you're buying now. And they last for 20,000 hours. And they don't use bulbs, there's no heat generated, and they use 25 times less energy. So I have actually 2 396 students right now who are just starting on this project and starting to compare the old light sources with the new ones. So that's one way that I'm engaging with quite a few undergraduates. So thank you very much.